Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Stuart Rosenthal, Mr. Beacon himself, joins me this morning. Good morning.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, good to have you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So the Beacon is a free newspaper you publish. You've been doing this for 26, 27 years now.
That's right.
Yeah. And you deliver it to over 1,500 locations.
1,500 locations, 118,000 copies now.
Wow. So to get a free copy, people can stop by any of those. They can find that online at thebeaconnewspapers.com, or they can even read a copy there.
That's right, right. They can and call us if they want to know a place near their zip code where they can pick up a copy. We'd be happy to help them.
If you're 50-plus, this is a great paper with lots of useful information. What do you got for us today?
Well, I wanted to talk about an event coming up, actually, on March 23rd. Mm-hmm. You know, we find that a lot of people, especially people over 50, seem to be interested in a second career, an encore career. And, in fact, more than 40% say they expect to be working after 65. And about a quarter of all new businesses are formed by people between the ages of 55 and 64. So this particular event is really designed for people who are looking to go into business for themselves, and in particular looking at a business that actually deals with the 50-plus market. So you'd think maybe if you were yourself over 50 and you know what the needs are and you have some ideas about what you yourself could use, you might be in a good position to find a nice niche that would be a good business. So this one-day conference called What's Next, the Boomer Business Conference, will help people find out what are the trends, what are the good ways to get started, where they can go for assistance, what kinds of technologies might be useful to them. Meet some people, including venture capitalists, who might be interested in helping them get started. It's a really wonderful one-day, all-in-one-place kind of event. It takes place every once a year, and it hasn't been in Washington for about 5 years, so it's nice that it's here at the Omni Shoreham.
Okay, March 23rd.
Right.
Great. And to get information on that,
you can find it more in the Beacon. It's in my column this month, and we even have a code that gets you 20% off the registration, if you like.
All right, great. Anything else?
Sure. We'll talk about our health section. Mm-hmm. We have everybody's concerned about diet for a lot of reasons, but even more perhaps than diet, people are concerned about their minds. A recent study was done of 900 older adults of a diet that they were calling the MIND diet, M-I-N-D, which is a combination of the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet. Mm-hmm. You've probably heard of the DASH diet. That's pretty popular. That has to do with lowering your blood pressure. It stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. And, you know, they're pretty similar diets. DASH has to do with, you know, vegetables and fruit and low-fat dairy and fish and poultry and nuts and that kind of thing.
Right.
The Mediterranean diet is, you know, heavy on olive oil as well as vegetables and whole grains and fish, that kind of thing. So they tested 900 older adults for a number of years on these diets, and they found that there was a correlation between those who follow that pattern of eating and their cognitive decline. It was less in those who ate well. And furthermore, and besides the mental benefits. Of course, there's lower blood pressure and lower cholesterol and lower risk of heart disease and other things. So there are a lot of benefits to be found from that if people are up to it.
The MIND diet, and that's an acronym.
Yes.
M-I-N-D. Great. And you want to read about it in the Beacon newspaper. Free copies galore, folks. Over 1,500 locations, 118,000 copies out there for you. Or read it for free anytime you like in the comfort of your own home at thebeaconnewspapers.com.
And just a really quickie, we also have our 2016 Montgomery County Seniors Resource Guide just printed and out as well. You'll find it usually with the Beacon.
Fantastic. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you.
Bill Van Dyke joins me. Bill, bring us up to date on where the mortgage market is this time. You know, here we are, March of 2016. We felt like rates were probably going to go up by the end of last year. You predicted back in November, you thought prices were going to come down, and that's exactly what's happened. And we're looking at long-term rates in the, you know, in the threes now again. In fact, I settled a home this past week for a buyer at 3.625 on one of my listings. What are you seeing?
It's remarkable, Eric, that rates are lower this year than last year, and it has to do with the international flow of money. Our domestic economy is still strong, so it offers an opportunity for people to buy while rates are low and the economy is doing well. I predict that they will stay low in the near-term future, but there is a historical trend of rates going up May, June time frame. So the time is now.
Okay. And in the past, we've discussed the mortgage review, which is for 10 minutes on the phone with you, you can review somebody's mortgage situation, help them understand if there's some way you can help them save money. So if they're in an interest rate or a product now, and you can cut their payment by $400, $500, or $1,000 a month, it's a no-brainer. In fact, cutting somebody's payment by $400 a month is quite a bit of money, but if you think of it in terms of a 10-year horizon, that's $48,000 in payments over 10 years. That's a significant amount of payments, plus that is killing the debt faster. So let's say you're paying $1,500 a month in a mortgage or $2,500 a month in a mortgage, and you can cut that by $400. You could actually be paying a $2,100 mortgage payment instead of $2,500. Sure, you could save the money that you were paying towards the mortgage, or you could just keep paying $2,500 and kill that mortgage faster. The word amortization literally means to kill a mortgage. So when you amortize a loan, you're killing it over a period of time. You can amortize it faster by actually cutting the amount that you have to pay in interest. So 10 minutes or less, the 10-minute mortgage review to save tens of thousands of dollars is really a very good and real thing. And listeners, you'll save so much more money than you would by switching your car insurance, okay? Take the time, call Bill, and have a mortgage review. Bill, best number to reach you?
301-941-1992.
Okay. And Bill, you just helped one of our buyers go through the process of pre-qualifying. You got her set up with a phenomenal rate, and she's under contract on a purchase now. She couldn't be happier with just the diligence and just the organization of what you provided her. You explained everything thoroughly, and you gave her the kind of care that I think we all want to receive from somebody. You know, you can go into any bank, and you can talk to somebody, and they'll quote you a rate, and it's kind of a chop shop, get you in there kind of thing. You give the same quality of rate, but a much better quality of delivery than a lot of mortgage lenders do, which is why I recommend you to our clients at the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. Bill, best number again is at
301-941-1992.
Okay. A few weeks ago, we talked about the ability to use a reverse mortgage on a purchase. And you've got a guy in your group who got back to me. Very interesting conversation that if somebody were to sell a home, let's say it's an $800,000 home or a $600,000 home, and you really only want to buy a condominium, and you think, hey, this is a place that I'd rather not have a mortgage payment on. I just want to buy it and just know that I can be there for the rest of my life. You can take a portion of the asset on the sale of your other property and put it in to buy that condo. Let's say the condo is $300,000. You could put 50-55% down and then never have to worry about paying a mortgage payment the rest of your life. Kind of frees you up to take the rest of your money and invest it into stocks, bonds, or other real estate if you want. Love the idea. It's the reverse mortgage purchase option, which is rarely talked about.
Well, it's just really come into wide awareness, and it's a great option for people in their retirement years. Keep your money working for you rather than paying all cash for your new property. And we're mm-hmm. seeing it now starting to pick up. We're actually working on a couple cases right now.
Mm-hmm. Reverse mortgage purchase. The name somehow, to me, doesn't make sense, reverse mortgage, because it's hard to put our hands around a mortgage that goes in reverse. So I'd love somebody to come up with a better name for it. But as you said, it's really about managing cash flow. And for some of you listening, you may be in a home where you've thought about moving because you don't want to manage the mortgage payment that you have on your property, or maybe you think, if I just sell my place, I can go buy something else. The transaction costs in selling and buying something else are pretty significant. If you take the commissions off the sell and you figure the transfer tax or the grantor's tax and so on. So considering staying where you are and possibly maybe considering a reverse mortgage in the home that you're in, you have to understand what a reverse mortgage is and is not. And one of the reasons Bill has got the great reputation is he'll explain it to you. And it may or may not be good for you. But I like this. I had a client of mine who looked at purchasing a place in Frederick, Maryland, and selling a place in Silver Spring. And he came back to me, and we discussed what his situation was, how much he owed on his current home. And I said, you really shouldn't move. You've got all these relationships. He's got some challenges physically. You've got these relationships right around you that, family is nearby. And even though you can move to something smaller and save money by paying less to buy that, you're really changing your life in a way that's not going to be healthy. Why don't you consider getting rid of the mortgage payment? And then you can take your basic business where he's making a little bit of money and just live just live off of that and not worry about your mortgage payment and consider a reverse mortgage. And that's exactly what he did. He thanked me because, hey, look, I don't make money in that situation because I'm only going to make money if I help him sell or buy. But I'm looking out for my listeners. I'm looking out for my clients to advise them. So anyway, Bill Van Dyke, you can reach him again at 301-941-1992. Or the website is gototoparadigm.com. That's GOTOPARADIGM.com. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Eric.